Lace up so you can face up and hit the lineup. Play me wrong and yes, you might wind up dead on arrival, cause this is survival of the fittest. So do your push-ups and get weighted or get off it without that. No question about that.
They're closing in.
Yo, I doubt that. Face to face, rhyme for rhyme, fist to fist. Sweet dreams when rings hit lips. So slow down, I won't go down in a throwdown. Yep, she's out, now that's another hold down. You should be knowing this. You can't flow with this, the best, the gain is stress. The depth soloist I roll, the mic transforms like a decept. A's in effect, who could possibly effect? The chick with soul, the boss who has to master. To ducks who front, I make like a ghetto and blast ya. I'm hyper, riper, doper, stronger. Break beats are broken, rhymes last longer. I find and lose ya, and left you lost. And you sweat to death like a horse. Now who's the boss?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm here with a tranny who's getting illicit Botox next week. So what's going on with that? What's your name? We have to use fake names because...
Serotonin.
So tell us about this tranny Botox party.
It's an illicit exclusive hot commodity. It's cheap Botox.
Hot mess, it sounds like.
Well, you know, would you say earlier it was mayonnaise?
Yeah, it's mayonnaise instead of what do they call it? Proactive?
It is a pediatrician that comes to a little office down the street. Every other month that we get our...
Down the what?
Down the street. That's the S-C-R-E-E-T.
Oh, you mean street. S-T-R-E-E-T.
No, I mean street when you eat the scramps on the street.
That's so nasty. So what made you come to this Weight Watchers Anonymous club that we went to? Did your roommate, was she getting busy with a Y? Did she kick you out? Did she be getting busy?
What
does that mean? Busy. You know, busy.
Could you put that in tranny language?
She looks like she's halfway through becoming a tranny, but I don't know which way.
26, okay.
How many say you do?
26. Well, see, I work with computers, so we have a relationship. Watch it.
Okay.
Did it go?
Okay, start. There you go. Which one did you hit now? Did you do enter or that?
Oh, yeah.
You did do it. Mm-hmm. See, so that's what I was, when I first moved in last year, I was doing it and I couldn't get anything to work. And it was lowering my $20 thing all the way down to $13, yeah. And I said, I want money.
Well, if it says enter here, it must be the same.
Yeah, and she put it on there. But if everybody in both these towers didn't go get their 50 cents back, it would add up to $500 just for once.
Well, just think, now they have more money to decorate.
Yeah, right. But it's owned by somebody. The concession. Just like
really?
The Coke machine he just raised aside, the guy from the grocery store.
Uh-oh, this one didn't finish. That's nice.
See how nice I am?
Yeah, but the profits go to this place, I thought.
I think. I've
been around a long time.
No, the profits are supposed to go to the building, though. So if they make money. Yeah.
Because they do the maintenance, you know what I mean? They're supposed to come and clean it.
I think they raised the assessments
well,
again
we
this year.
We don't have any paper towels right now, so I can go and get some and come down and wipe off and make sure my sheet, because some people leave.
Well, this place is getting so expensive, these assessments, and then they...
We were just talking about that. When I moved in, I grabbed a studio and paid for it outright because I sold my house in Florida
after
30 years.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get out and move someplace to close the deal.
They don't right.
30 years of...
So you were... Yeah.
I was giving stuff away to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I'll go back to the building I used to live in 30 years ago when it was a rental here.
Right.
My boyfriend used to be here.
He used to what?
He had his hair done here, haircuts, everything.
Uh-huh.
We had a dress shop for ladies, and we had a beauty salon. We had a drugstore in the front of the North Tower, and a wine place within there, and a pharmacy, and a restaurant.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was a great, and the Jewel, back when the Jewel was a nice place to shop in, had the concession downstairs. We had a Jewish deli.
Wow.
The butcher still is. There's a little butcher shop back there.
Yeah. So what happened?
Who knows? I've been gone for 30 years. So it's all gone.
Yeah, that sucks. I think condos are a big,
But you're right.
The economy's showing that condos are a huge joke.
I could upgrade later on if I decide to stay. I had a one bedroom, but I really need storage, you know. And and that one, I don't know what you have, but I have.
I have a one bedroom.
That long, long closet was like so wonderful.
Right.
So when I looked into upgrading to a one bedroom, they want, what, $500 and something? What is it, $550, $60?
I don't even know, but it's ridiculous because then there's the special thing for the window that I'm still paying.
I'm going to use the same amount of water, the same amount of everything, same amount of trash I'll put out. Yeah. Why do it? I'm staying where I am.
Oh, you're smart.
So,
I mean, like, I think what's going to happen is as the economy gets worse, people are going to foreclose. When the people foreclose, you can't afford, well, yeah, you're in luck. But when some people are going to foreclose here, it's happening everywhere. So what happens to the assessments? So then the assessments have to come, they have to put a lien on the building. This place is going to go broke. There's no way. I'm going to go broke. I mean, I just can't afford to fix a lobby.
God, they changed my CDs. I took all my money from my sale of my house, and I put it in $100,000 increments in the same bank. And
yeah.
I mean, if they're only doing it, FDIC will only insure it to $100,000.
Right.
Thank God they changed it. But I had to take a loss on one of them to move it to another bank so it'll be covered.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I switched mine because I kind of saw this disaster coming, so I switched everything into safe. Invest into save like the 401k.
Oh,
I
yeah.
put it from. I took it out of the stock market.
Trouble, I
yeah.
But, who knows
but if the value of the home goes becomes like where I forget what they call it, but if the value of my home goes lower than what I owe, or yeah, lower than what I owe, then I'm smart. The smartest thing to do is just leave. Let the bank take it because otherwise
oh,
you're
sure.
going to lose.
You're like paying rent anyway.
Right.
Right.
So what's going to happen is when that happens to people in this building, and I'm sure it already has. People are going to just leave. And then everybody...
Where are you going?
Well, to rent a place, because you're better off.
Yeah, but I think they get the rent, though. Of course, you can just live in a different area.
You can live in the same building and just rent. Well, I don't know if that would go.
Yeah, I'm paying an awful lot. I don't know what your mortgage payment is, but I paid $130,000 for my studio.
Yeah, I paid...
Everything was upgraded, you know, all the plumbing and dishwasher and cabinets in the kitchen, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna wait it out.
Yeah. Well, you own it, so you're in a good place. But for me,
yeah.
I still owe like $96,000 or something.
But they're getting almost $1,000 for a studio rental. When I look at the things on the board by the grocery store, you know. What's
how much?
About $900.
Thousand.
In rent for a studio.
Really?
Well, there's probably some are up to $1,000. You know what I mean?
I should just rent mine out.
You should pay off your mortgage.
Oh, I can't. How am I going to do that? Win the lottery?
Yeah, right. But I mean, if you could have. But that's what I was thinking of doing, putting a tenant in, you know, and if I upgrade it to a one bedroom, and that'll give me income, you know?
But I don't think... Yeah, I mean, but the assessments are so high, I don't know if... No.
Well, I'm 256. No, almost 250.
But see, that's a lot less.
And they're going to go up with this thing with the cable. You know what I mean?
Really?
Sure, because our cable's included in our assessment.
So cable's going up?
Well, we're going to put, they're putting that R16N or whatever it is. So everybody has to go digital. It's mandatory.
It's not the same price?
It's not like we don't have it. We're going to have to buy those damn boxes there and have it sticking on top of your TV.
Yeah.
So you can, you know.
I don't even watch the damn thing. No, I have it. I just...
Yeah, me too.
It's
like reading
Chinese. I have it. I just thought... I didn't think that would make the prices go up because I thought the cable companies...
Well, you're going to have to pay a lot for them to come out and install it for you if you have more than one TV. And you're going to have to go and get it otherwise. They have an address on that brochure.
Yeah.
And pick it up yourself and install it yourself.
Well, I don't have a problem doing that. That's easy. And I only have one TV that I don't even watch.
So I think if you have one, it's already got hooked up to cable,
yeah.
That you don't have to have one of those.
Sure.
But you got to read the small print, it's like reading Chinese.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it is. I don't even have one. I don't even have a cell phone. I'm so in the past. I have my little princess phone with an answer machine. But I'm going to tell you something. An answer machine is the greatest way to go. It cost me $10 right, at Walgreens. And I can screen all my calls. I can tape all my calls.
And you have a landline.
And I never pick it up.
So you have a real phone, right? Like a landline.
Phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, landline.
That's
but
the way to go.
$20 a month. No, $19. So
So, but I've been used to get up when I'm watching TV. I don't answer. I got somebody's number last year. She must have walked on all these bills. You know what I mean? And I'm being done to by everybody, doctors, lawyers, everybody, car places where you have, you know, whatever. He skipped, obviously. So I put it on and I don't answer the phone. I won't even get up to see who's calling. I figure anybody who's legitimate will leave a message.
Now, when you moved here, was it after the windows or before?
After I
so you didn't have to pay for that.
I told the lady it cost $6,000 for those in the studio.
Yeah.
And I said, if you want me to buy this place, I'll share it with you, 3,000 feet.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know.
See, mine get added onto the assessments because I didn't pay it off.
Home equity mortgage loans to pay for their one-bedroom windows.
I have.
Bigger ones. Two,
yeah. See, I didn't do that. They just automatically added on to my assessments because I didn't sign anything. So I don't know what interest I'm paying on it.
But check, what they send you your bill, take a look at it, what it says once in a while. I'm like you.
Yeah, I don't
I
look.
I used to be like you and not read anything, you know.
Yeah.
Now everybody's out to get you, you know. So
yeah.
I make sure I
Dr.
know.
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.
Yeah. How they get away with that? What about poor people? You know, it's mandatory.
Yeah, but that's federal law that
like
they put in the
90s. Brothers coming upon us. You
that's
know what I mean?
It's federal law that was created in the 90s I don't know why
it. Because of the satellites and everything?
No, it's because digital television takes a lot less bandwidth, so you can have more channels.
Yeah, but they're making decisions for us on how we're going to live our lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who cares? I don't care about those. Are there enough to watch?
I'd rather have health insurance.
You're not kidding.
See you later.
Yeah. What's your name?
Richard. Yours?
That's my brother's name. Sandy.
Oh, nice
Sandy
to meet you.
Thanks for helping.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Let's
read
see.
That thing.
Oh, I'll read it.
You really want to be confused.
Well, this is Madge again. Hopefully you didn't have to suffer through that entire recording of me talking to Bessie, or whatever her name was, in the laundry room. It was horrible. Not really. Kiss the day goodbye. I was not going to do that. The sweetness and the sorrow. Whale prolapse for one more day. But I can't forget. Yeah, and get fucked twice for love. Not really. All right, so let me take my Wellbutrin here so I can go back to being my usual happy self. I took a big duty. It looked like sewage. You know how, like, I don't know if you've ever seen duty sewage or sewage duty. Ugh. When I was a child in the Bronx, me and my sisters used to play with duty. There was an open sewer. I don't remember why, but there was an open sewer, and we didn't know it was a sewer, but in retrospect, seeing how it was duty, I know it was a sewer. Kind of like Cheryl's mouth. Well, mine too. So, right, duty sewer. Yeah, that's all I want to say about it. I played with turds when I was a kid. Maybe that's the problem. Toxic turds. Toxic turds. Back then, New York was a mess. Clean now. There used to be dog shit everywhere. Nobody ever cleaned up dog shit. The entire city of New York smelled like dog shit for decades. But it was better. Because I like the smell of duty. Don't you? So now I'm eating banana oatmeal. I've been saving my rotten fruit. So what I do is, when I have fruit, I buy fruit at the Trader Joe's in a sort of quantity, and invariably something goes bad before I have a chance to eat it, even though I'm a morbidly obese woman who eats constantly. I think I might have had an umlaut on the U that time. And constantly. So anyway, what were we talking about? What was we talking about?
So our friend Max Kaiser of Carmen Bank has some great news. They are going to, starting in January, have a weekly show on BBC World called The Oracle. Him and what's his name? Not Danny Bonaduce. Alec Baldwin are hosting a show. Alec Baldwin's producing it. Yes, that Alec Baldwin. And basically, BBC said, well, guess what? We should have been listening to Max all this time. We could have avoided the financial crisis. So, if you want to read the press release, you should. Go to maxkaiser.com. If you don't want to read the press release, just keep your fingers on your clit right where they are now and suck my cunt out. Ooh. I really adore the bowel movement process. I adore shitting. I can't just say I like to shit. I adore shit. I need to call my psychiatrist and ask permission to have more drugs. Because I just can't sleep on this fucking one pill. I think I'll do that now. That was an oatmeal mouth. I could never eat peanut butter in my oatmeal like that disgusting Wanda Wisdom. Well, that's a relief. The doctor said I can go back to the higher dosage so I can fucking sleep. Because I haven't been sleeping for shit. Did I just say that? Oh well, who cares? It's none of your business, really. Christ, this. Oh, my ginard. My lips. My gine, my lips, my gine, my lips. My gine lips. Giant, gine lips. Let's see what's in the news. Google Reader. So what I might do is, I was thinking about this last night. I worked as an artist many years for free, and it is against my principles to work for free any sooner than a bank officer should work for free or a computer technician should work for free. By the same logic, a lesbian should not have to work for free. Now, as I've said before, and many of you have been extremely supportive of the show, more generous than I would ever expect, but it's not enough because I have to be able to make a living, and it still constitute effectively, you know, working for, not free, but close to it still, because it's only really, literally a handful of people that have given me donations that are huge, and the other people give me donations that are significant, but they're not significant as a whole, only because there's still only maybe a 10 or 12. I mean, I've read all the people that donated, and you know, it's a dozen or two that give me donations, you know, the magnitude of 20, 30 bucks, which is great. It would be, and I could live off it if everybody did that, but they don't. So I'm seriously considering making this show strictly a pay site, meaning. Sort of like what Tim from Distorted View does, where he has a regular show and then he has bonus stuff for, I think, $5 a month, except mine would be all the bonus stuff. In other words, it would all be for pay. And so it's kind of extortion, I suppose, but the thing is, you know, I've looked at sites, a lot of sites, like if you look at Zapata George's site, he charges for all of his podcasts and talking and all of his advice. You know, I know people are going to say, well, you know, you're against intellectual property and all that. Well, I am, but at the same time, I can still make it extremely difficult for you to get my content, you know. But obviously, I'm not going to sue you if you steal it. But, you know, yeah. When people voluntarily, if everybody voluntarily gave me $5 a month like they do for Tim, I probably wouldn't have to, but the thing is they don't. So the market in this market-controlled society is forcing me to do this. I haven't decided for sure, so you're welcome to give me feedback, but don't be nasty because it's just going to make me more likely to do something nasty in return. That's how it works. But if you have constructive criticism, please email bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. I don't really want to have this discussion in public on the comments. But I don't work for free. You don't work for free. Why should I? And honestly, this show is work for me now. It's become much more work now that and the fact of the matter is, you know, I don't have work. I'm unemployed. And every minute I spend doing something like this that doesn't pay money is money I could be spent trying to get work, which is what I've been doing. I've been trying to develop certain skills for certain things and whatnot, a lot of whatnot. Very time-consuming things that have a learning curve, so they're not going to earn right away. And but it's not just the time. It's also a principle of not working for free, you know. And the other thing I was thinking of doing is not just charging $5, because even if I charge $5 a month, and only 20 people sign up. Well, how much is that? Let me see. What's, let's say 20 people sign up at $5 a month. That's $100 a month. Oh my God, that's nothing. So that wouldn't be worth doing. So I would require not only that there be a $5 a month charge, and I'm just saying that, I don't know what the actual charge would be, but assuming it's $5 a month, I would have to wait till there's a critical mass of a certain number of people, like probably 500 if I were to charge five, which would give me $2,500 a month before taxes, so, which is not even enough to live on, but we're getting closer. Anyway, I don't know what the number would be. It would probably be a minimum amount that I need to live on. And if that, so I would say, okay, let's say $5 a month with a minimum number of subscribers of 500, and I wouldn't actually charge anyone, or or charge anyone until I got the minimum number of subscribers that I need, like 500. So it would basically be requiring two things: a monthly fee for anybody who wants to listen, and there would be exceptions, of course, but those would be made by me personally to people that, you know, couldn't afford it, or, you know, for whatever reason, which is nobody's business but mine, to determine if somebody shouldn't have to pay. But in general, there won't be exceptions. So that's just to live, because I used to be at the point where I needed to do this show in order to survive sanely in life. I don't anymore. I don't need this show. I've been doing it for 4 years, and for me, it's, I do enjoy it. I like it, it's an expression, but it's work. And I don't like it so much that I'm willing to do it for free. And, you know, so that's it. No big deal. If you don't think it's worth paying for, that's perfectly fine, and I don't fault you for that. And if there aren't enough people, like 500 or whatever the number turns out to be, that think this is a worthy cause enough to spend $5 a month, then I won't do it. So that's just it. So we'll see. Now, if you do like the show and you want it to continue and you really want it to continue, then, you know, in addition to, well, I'm not asking you to sign up now, and I don't even know if I'm going to do it, to tell you the truth. I may change my mind. But if I, if you were to help me increase the audience size, that obviously makes it more likely that I'm going to find the critical mass of listen turds to do it. So, I don't know. What else? Yeah. And this would all be after the election, of course, because it's important, even though I haven't talked about it lately in the past few days. But, you know, and I could guarantee, if I'm charging for it, then I could guarantee a certain output, a certain number of shows per week, so that people wouldn't be paying in order to get, like, one show a month. At least that way I could guarantee, sort of like the contract I had with my employer before, and say, okay, well, my contract with you, the audience, for giving me this money is such and such number of shows. And I could do that, you know, so it would be fair. Right. And if Rachel can wants part of the money, then she won't be on the show anymore. But she'll be fine. She won't care. Anyway, and that would also, I think I'd be willing to give the audience more say in what goes on in the show. Like if they want certain topics covered or certain formats. Because, you know, if they're paying me to do it, then they're kind of my boss. The audience would be as a whole. H-O-L-E. Not to the extent where it's like douchey. Well, I don't even know if that's true. I'm babbling. But, you know, the audience is, yeah, my audience has been great, and a lot of people have given me money, and I appreciate that. A lot of money from specific people, and some money from lots of less specific people. And I appreciate it, so I feel kind of bad, like, you know, these people have been doing that. And obviously I wouldn't charge them because they've given me so much fucking money, but, you know, I guess that's the thing that keeps me, if it wasn't for those people, honestly, I know I've said this before, but I wouldn't really be doing the show more than probably, you know, once a week at the most. I just feel a little more obligated to do it because these people have shown how much their passion for the pogrom, because it's how much, if I talk too much, I don't want to have to re-record this. Time flies when I babble. Oh, yeah, 10 minutes. Anyway, so have I said too much? I've said all I can think of to say to you. I don't know. It's hard to survive, you know. And I did a show, the first show on this iPod thing the other day. And I posted it yesterday. And I actually thought, you know, and who's the better judge of my own program than myself when it's really an expression of me than myself? But for me, it was a very accurate representation of, it was what I wanted it to be, you know? That's how I measure my stuff, is how did it come out versus what I like this show to be? And I thought it came out good. There was a lot of rambling, but I liked the sort of stream of consciousness with the pauses in between, sort of the little sort of, I don't know, vignettes from my life. And I thought it was a pretty interesting thing. And then Matt Burgess comments that I sound like a homeless person on a bus, which, while true, is, you know, upsetting, because, you know, and then he says, are you okay, Madge? Are you okay? You sound like a homeless person. Well, he didn't say I sound like a homeless person. He says that this method, he was implying that I do, I think, because he said, oh, just look at the fucking comments. He said I sound like a fucking homeless person on the bus, and this was like a secret peering into what they're saying. Well, you know, and he said, are you okay? Well, it wasn't the homeless thing that bugged me so much. It was the, are you okay? Because I'm like, wait a second. Is this what people are thinking that aren't in America? That, you know, do you think, or even my audience specifically, do you think that I'm just observing this from some, you know, penthouse in the sky where I have everything I need and nothing to worry about financially, and I have all the health care I need, and I can just pontificate and, you know, let my heart bleed for the poor and the downtrodden, whatever that means. I mean, is that what you think? Because it's not like that anymore. This country has changed a lot. You know, people are foreclosing left and right. I know these people. Some of them even vote Republican. But this shit is happening. I ride my bike past soup kitchens where there's lines, I've never seen them before, every day. You know, this country is fucking falling apart, and it affects me personally. I'm unemployed. I've got a few $1,000s in the bank. I am not independently wealthy. A lot of people think I am because I just spend whatever I have, and for 3 years I was making money doing podcasting, you know? And so, am I okay? Well, what the fuck? Do you not listen to me, Matt? Do you not listen? Do you think I'm just making this up? Or just, you know, just bleeding my liberal heart out? I mean, this shit's real, and it's real in America, and come visit, you know? Come visit America and see what it's become in just a few years. It's shit. You know, we're a third world country that hasn't quite hit bottom yet. And now there's talk about violence, people are worried about violence. You know, it's, you know, I was in Ecuador, and we're gonna be that, where there's armed guards everywhere guarding the people that still have money. And the poor people are just going to be killing each other and stealing like crazy. So it's real. So no, I'm not okay. America's not okay. And most of the people that I know pretty much are not okay. Yeah, because it's one thing to have a fear of homelessness. It's another thing to have a fear of not having money at all, not having retirement, not knowing what your future is going to hold. But it's another thing altogether entirely if you don't have or don't have, depending on the grammar and the semantics, all that. Plus, you know that you have a mental illness, such as me, which costs quite a bit to treat. And I'm not talking about luxury, mental illness for the Prozac. I'm talking about real mental illness that you get hospitalized for if you're not medicated, okay? And that should all happen before I did this show. I've been on medication the whole time I've been doing this show. You don't want to see me without medication. But you see, I have about 3 months worth of health insurance that's paid for, and then I'm just, you know, I either have to come up with, I don't know what the COBRA payment is, but it's like $600 a month, or I join the ranks of the uninsured. And if I don't have and that means if you let your insurance lapse without COBRA, then your pre-existing conditions don't get covered ever again. That's one of the things that Obama wants to do in his lame-ass health plan. And Clinton actually helped cover pre-existing conditions for when you switch jobs, because before, if you switch jobs, pre-existings weren't even covered. And I know this from personal experience. I had a health plan that basically gave back all my premiums when they realized that I already had suffered from depressions. And so they said, oh, well, retroactively, you're not covered anymore. So we'll give you all your premiums. You give back all your what you paid for what we paid out to your carriers because you lied and you didn't tell us you were depressed, which at the time was true. That was before Clinton made it the case that it had to cover pre-existings when you switched jobs. But still, if you switch jobs and let it lapse, then you go back to a job, you lose your pre-existing condition coverage, which means you're fucked again. So, you know, am I okay? What the fuck do you think? I mean, seriously. And maybe I should sound angrier than I am. I'm not angry because I like Matt Burgess, but come on, Matt. Be real. You know? Be real. I mean, I'm sure he probably didn't even know it. He's just probably watching too much American television, so he just blurts out some trite expression. You know? Are you okay? First of all, tell me what the O and the K stand for, and secondly, no. So maybe that helps you understand a little bit better why I'm seriously considering making this show pay only. Because I don't work for free. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have to work some awful day job when I could be making money from you people for entertaining you for the past 4 years. I mean, you have to look at it too that way. I haven't charged you for 4 years of entertainment or however long you've been listening. 4 years. Next month it'll be 4 years. Or maybe I don't remember what day, November or December. So, you know, whatever. Hello. I'm Madge the Lesbian here. I think today is the 14th of October. I am walking along the path along Lakeshore Drive. If you want to Google map me, you can Google right now where I am now. Is if you Google map 4250 North Marine Drive, Chicago, Illinois 60613. Okay, you Google that, you'll see a two-towered building. And then you look across, you'll see the highway, Lakeshore Drive. And then on the other side, you'll see the park with a small trail of asphalt along in the same direction as the road on the inside in the park. That's where I am. Walking north right now at the fork in the roads. And, well, that was hard. And, got the vapors. And so now I'm walking up the path. Anyway, I don't know why I felt the need to tell you where I am. Leaps. And see on my right, and I don't know how the updated the Google is for this, but on my right there's a little sort of mini, not really mini, but it's a, what do you call the flowers? Wildflower kind of birdie preserve that they have around here. So they plant wildflowers, I went to the Chipotle. What I did today is I went to my yogurt class at 9:15. See, Tuesdays are good, and here's why. It says Bird and Butterfly Sanctuary. Tuesdays are good, here's why. Because Monday night, I do this wonderful class at 7:30 in the evening. And the instructor is wonderful. It's this beautiful woman named Sharon over at the LVAC Lakeview Athletic Club. Highly recommend it, by the way. And so it's always a wonderful class, and she does with the qigong and the bong, not the bong, but the gong. And it's very nice. We do headstands. And she saw me and she says, "Madge, what are you doing here? I thought you were supposed to be in Florida." I said, "Well, no, it didn't happen. My trip got canceled." And she looked so sad. I said, "Why are you so sad?" She's like, "Well, that's too bad." I said, "But I'm over it. Why don't you think about getting over it? Since, I mean, I am. It's kind of silly. Well, why should, you know, I'm over it, but the yoga teacher I see once a week is not over it." Anyway, so there was a new guy in the class. I don't think he'd ever taken yoga before. And he said, he says, oh, Trotsky sees a squirrel. You know, at the beginning of class, they always ask, "So are there any injuries I need to know about?" And she's helping this guy in particular because he's new. And he says, "Well, I'm sick in the head." She said, "Listen, that's not, doesn't count. Because in order to do the yoga, you're probably sick in the head in the first place. Because people do it in order to not be so sick in the head, mental illness." I wonder if Trotsky's friend is there. The man with the cane. Cane man. Oh, I think he is. I think he is. Let's see if Cane Man is there. I gotta check to see if this recording's working in the wind, Ferks. Do I need to? Oh, yeah. So, anyway, so before I do that, the thing is, so Tuesdays at night, so Monday night I do it, then I saw a tranny. The tranny you heard at the beginning of this show, Serotonin's parents were in town. So we met up after the yoga and went to the coffee and tea place, or whatever it's called, not coffee, the ice cream place with some friends. Did that. She says, "What do you do for a living?" I says, "I'm a lesbian." You know, these are some Southern Christians. My friend's mother, "What do you do for a living?" "I'm a lesbian with food allergy." I say, seriously, I said, "I'm a lesbian with food allergy." "Oh, that's something. Are you Jewish?" I said, "Yes, Weinstein. Thank you for asking." So anyway, so in the, but every Tuesday night I go to yoga at night, and then in the morning at 9:15 I go to the other class, back to back. And I got to tell you, I feel so, my body feels so much better than my mind right now. It's kind of a wonderful feeling. Plus the fact that my doctor, you know, because I've been sort of doing these vignettes. So as far as this show goes, some of it was actually recorded yesterday, maybe even the day before, I don't know. A series of vignettes. So anyway, I'll be back. Clitoris. Clitorises. Clitorises. Okay, so Cane Man is there, so we're going to be sneaky and record him. And of course I'll ask permission, I always do. Is that Cane Man? Oh no, he's not there. Come on. Okay. I wonder if it ran out of space. It didn't record the last, it didn't save the last two. Let's try it. Okay, now some ambience. We're walking by the Montrose Harbor. So if you Google map, you go straight up that path, sort of stay to your right, and you see a giant harbor with boats. That's where I am. Depending on when the Google map was taken, you may not see boats, you may just see stars-shaped things. Those are the piers. But that's where I am. You want to go this way, okay? Now we went away from the pier, where the dinghies are, towards the lake. Well, it's all towards the lake, but sort of to the left, a little bit north, towards this fishing supply house. And then there's a road, a Lieps. Right. I don't know, did I mention that I thought Cane Man was there, but he's not there. He wasn't there, which is why we didn't talk to him. Maybe he hid when he saw me because I'm fat. So anyway, I've been working on, David Serta has a new show that's just opened yesterday. It's called Haywire. So I'm working on a little 1 minute trailer kind of thing, teaser, I guess they call it, for that show. That's what I was working on at the gym. You know, they had the Wi-Fi after. Then I went to Chipotle and filled up my bloat so that later on I can have a big zoot. You know, so, I don't know. You know, right, the world. The world. I think one of the primary problems that causes so much evil in the world is people's inability to reconcile the fact that life is good with the fact that you die at the end. And I know that's cliche, but I think there's something more to it than is encapsulated in the typical cliche. I just can't seem to verbalize it. But so, it's like, so wow, here it is, a beautiful day, but I'm Dick Cheney. It's a beautiful day and I have my gun and I'm shooting ducks and it's a beautiful day, but then I realize that I'm getting heart attacks every 5 seconds and I'm gonna die. And when I die, I'm screwed whether there's a heaven or not, because if there's a heaven, I'm not gonna go there. And if there isn't, then I'm due to eternal God, void, the void. So all I have is this. And then what happens is Dick Cheney then gets very angry. And he shoots his friend in the face. Was I recording that? Pliterous. So now we're headed right towards the beach house, the big white and yellow, or white and blue beach house, the biggest beach house here. And the furthest south of the beach houses on Montrose Beach. And Trotsky's so excited he's pulling the leash. But unfortunately, I don't have the ball with me. I hope I can find a ball. He doesn't chase sticks, only bulls, like Cheryl. So there's that. Yeah, there's that. So today's the next day, by the way, and I talked a little bit yesterday about, even though it's all the same pogrom for you, about monetizing my podcast, making it pay only. The more I think about it, the more I want to do it. I think it's kind of good. Yeah, I think it's good. So, yeah. So again, if you have feedback, please make it in the form of a cash donation of $500 or more, and then I will read it. Otherwise, I'll probably print it off onto some soft paper and use it to wipe my ass. Okay, you see that coming? Oh, there's a dog. Do-do-do-do. That's the theme song from Haywire. Do-do-do-do. Do-do. Do-do-do-do. Caca. Oh, I didn't bring my phone. So if Trotsky's Aunt Patty is calling me to come to the beach, well, damn it. That's a fast dog. Oh, Tretelowitz, I wish I had your balls. Ball. Tradles. Oh, Tradler. You'd need a ball to play, bool to play with. Bool. What else is new? So the world, yeah. So it's like you look at the mess in the world, I look at the mess in the world and say, oh, this is fucked, but then yeah, it's really fucked, you know, wow, the world could be totally fucked, we could all be completely broke, and then you figure, well, but see, we're all going to die a tragic death, which means death, and then we're fucked anyway.
So on the one hand, it's like, well, who cares? On the other hand, it's like, well, no, that ain't right, and you just know it ain't right, girl. So you prolapse your urethra and put some hemorrhoid scissors up to your clitoris and go to town. That's stupid. Fortunately, the wind is getting too big for this. So bye. Good boy. Come on. Oh, Trotsky, no. Sorry. I forgot his ball. He's an Italian greyhound. Italian greyhound. But I forgot. He's four.
Oh, four. He's not grown.
No, he's finished.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot his ball, so he doesn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Trotsky, no. He likes you.
He likes you, yeah. That is smart. Enjoy it so much. So
he's happy.
I saw him how he walked back and forth. Yeah, so happy, yeah. You like it, yeah.
He's happy. I don't have the ball.
Cop. Is it she?
He.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't know what to do. Usually I bring the ball and he loves it, but I thought maybe I'd find one here, but no. Thank you, you too. Trotsky, come on. What's up, Trotsky? Did you find something? What did you find? What did you find? Trotsky's digging. What did you find? Is it a dead body? Some lamps? What did you find? Lampsy. Trotsky's still digging. I don't know what he's digging for, but he's digging and it's cute. What are you digging for? You trying to get anything or you just want to dig? Maybe some pussy lips. He's funny. He's just digging and digging and digging, and he's so narrow, and the hole is narrow like him. Well, it was. Now it's kind of widening. I don't know what he's digging for. What are you looking for? I really hope it's not, like, totally a dead body and junk. Trotsky, what you looking for? Ew. Oh, my God, it's a corpse. Just kidding. Well, Trotsky, that was fun. What do we do next? Let's go look for a ball. Come on. Come on. Come on. Moon, moon, moon. Oh, Leipzig. Lazy. Crazy for saying. Ugh. How are you? I'm prolapsed. Prolapsed for saying. Get fucked twice. Eek. Eat it. Eat it out and suck my hard cunt. It's throat it. Yeah, girl, throat it. It's weird to yell throat it at the beach. Even 1 month ago, if I was yelling throat it at the beach, a lot of Mexican people wouldn't know what the hell I'm talking about. Throat it. Throat it. Come on, throat it. Oh, hi there. JK, JK. Throat it. Throat it. throat it, throat it, throat it, throat it, throat it, throat it. Maybe if we go by the volleyball corks, there will be some layups. Oh my God, a tampon. I can't. Ugh. Why would you put on it? Well, I guess if you got to do it. A poon applicator. Are those things biodegradable? Put it in your gine, put it in your gine, put it in your gine and flush. Put it in your lips, put it in your lips, hope they seal it all up. How come tampons? Well, I guess that makes sense. Because when they go into your room, they, oh, Breakin' Fox sent me a paper that he wrote. He's been working on it for a while. And this is like the published version. I don't know if he'll let me. I should ask to see if he'll let me put it on my feed or link to it. But he did an analysis of several lesbian and gay bulls podcasts, including mine, Wanda Wisdom's, John Ong's, and someone else, I forget who. And yeah, I know he's been working on it for like 2 years, I think. I mean, not working on this, but I guess, I don't really know, but it's good. So he takes some of my shows and presents them in the form of a poem. Like one of my first, well, my first duty on the pogrom, he put it out there, you know, like a poem. Like a, whatever, I can't talk no more. GF two times, GF. GF. Twice. GF. Hello. Right. So there's one more thing I wanted to mention before, and I think I'm going to turn this into a pogrom now, but the Supreme Court refused to hear Troy Anthony Davis's case, and they're going to kill him. There is no further recourse that I know of, unless the people in Georgia stop him. It doesn't sound like they will, if they even can. I'll just read the article from this is just the death of America, more death of America. 2 weeks after a temporarily spared a Georgia inmate from the death penalty, the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday declined the inmate's appeal, a decision that will probably lead to a quick execution. The inmate, Troy Anthony Davis, was convicted in 1991 of murdering Mark Allen McPhail, a Savannah police officer. The court's decision, made without comment or explanation, allows Georgia officials to obtain a new death warrant and schedule a new date of execution, probably in the next few days or weeks. The case has led to an outpouring of support for Mr. Davis, largely because seven of nine witnesses against him have recanted their testimony, with two claiming police pressured them to testify against him. Let's repeat that. The case has led to an outpouring of support for Mr. Davis, largely because seven of nine witnesses against him, seven of nine, recanted their testimony, with two of these, in other words, two of nine, claiming that the police pressured them to testify against Davis. Prosecutors presented no physical evidence and no murder weapon. No physical evidence, no murder weapon, and three witnesses have said another man admitted to the murder, but they're going to kill him anyway. World leaders, former president, including former President Jimmy Carter, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and Pope Benedict XVI have challenged the fairness of this conviction. Quote, Georgia is willing to risk the credibility of its whole death penalty system in carrying out this one very questionable execution, says Stephen Bright, professor of Yale Law School. The death penalty should really only be enforced in cases where there is no question about guilt, and that just cannot be said about this case. Prosecutors have rejected the claims of the recanting witnesses. And both the Georgia, well, of course, prosecutors are going to reject it. What the hell else are they going to do? What about his defense? He doesn't get one because it's America. He doesn't fucking get one because he's black and it's America. Prosecutors have rejected the claims of the recanting witnesses, and both the Georgia Supreme Court and the State Board of Paroles and Pardons have denied Davis's request for new trials and clemency. Members of the family of the slain police officer expressed relief at the Supreme Court decision on Tuesday. Well, I hope they all die tomorrow in a car crash, the family. I really do.
you know, seriously. And it's not the same as, you know, me wishing death on somebody is not the same as me having the ability to kill somebody and going through with it legally because I'm in the state. Fuck you. My son will always be missed in our hearts, says Annalise McPhail, the mother of Officer McPhail. McPhail, yeah. I bet he was fat. But at least we can relax now and don't have to worry about whether justice will be served. Yeah, you can relax because somebody's dying who's black. The Supreme Court had granted a stay of execution last month, 2 hours before Mr. Davis was scheduled to die by lethal injection. Mr. Davis's lawyers asked the court to determine whether the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment bars the execution of the innocent. They wrote in a petition in July that the case allows the court an opportunity to determine what has only been before assumed, that the execution of an innocent man is constitutionally abhorrent. This decision shows how flawed and immoral the death penalty is, he said. The court had been asked to rule on the basic question of guilt and innocence and the constitutional right of an individual not to be executed when there is doubt of his guilt. The court ducked its obligation. This is what you people get for voting for Bush, too, by the way. You get judges who, you know, you get a Roberts court where they don't think this court case needs to be heard. Same people that'll overturn Roe v. Wade when North Dakota gets it, that their case to the court, which I'm sure they'll take. Officer McPhail was shot and killed on August 19th, 1989, as he tried to break up a fight in a Burger King. Mr. Davis testified he was at a nearby pool hall and left before Officer McPhail arrived. Ms. McPhail said she is confident that Mr. Davis committed the murder. He didn't give my son a chance. He just shot him down in cold blood. Well, how do you fucking know? Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. America is dead. The soul of this country is dead. Funeral time. Siegfried. Funeral music. Funeral music. Funeral music. Funeral music. Funeral music. Funeral music.
it's normal for her to have a vagina and for him to have a penis.